Construction of the new Windskill Aquatic and Fitness Center is officially underway. With shovels in hand, Delta Council and members of the project team made the announcement with a groundbreaking ceremony Tuesday, July 8. Crews are set to begin work in late July, removing topsoil to prepare the site for vehicles and equipment. A temporary construction access point with traffic control systems will be put in place on 56th Street and stay there until the project is done. The start of construction on the new Windskill Aquatic and Fitness Center is a major milestone that I'm incredibly proud to celebrate, Mayor George Harvey said in a press release Tuesday evening. There has been plenty of behind-the-scenes efforts to get us to this point, and with work beginning on site by the end of the month, I'm looking forward to seeing the vision for what is bound to be an outstanding community asset. After site mobilization is complete, a main storm drainage line adjacent to the worksite will be upgraded before crews begin work on the new building's foundations. The city says the 400-meter section pipe runs west to east through the northern portion of Windskill Park and is being upgraded during construction of the new aquatic center to maximize efficiencies. Upsizing the drainage pipe during the excavation of the new Windskill facility would result in cost and timeline efficiencies, considering its proximity to the proposed building footprint, notes a staff report to council. Completing the works now will also eliminate risk to the building in the future if there is pipe installation-related excavation near the footing of the new Windskill facility. That project's estimated $1.6 million cost will be funded from the city's existing engineering budget. The current Windskill Aquatic and Fitness Center will remain open to the public for programs and activities during most of the construction period, though the No. 2 U13 baseball diamond will be closed on July 16. Facility users will still be able to access the parking lot at the current facility, with additional parking available by the Windskill Park Lawn Bowling Fieldhouse. Delta Council approved the form, character and layout plans for the new recreation center on May 5. After a presentation by staff that included updated plans, renderings and cost estimate informed by the results of the second and final phase of community engagement, held February 27 to March 24. The cost estimate presented in May, projected in the range of +20% or -15%, has the project coming in within the approved $130 million budget, as increases in construction costs have been partially offset by savings achieved through more favorable baseball field construction pricing. The project budget contains $21 million in contingencies, including $2 million for tariff impacts. The centerpiece of the new facility will be the roughly 1,300-square-meter natatorium, i.e. pool area, twice the size of the current one and featuring several new amenities. The natatorium will include a 10-lane, 25-meter lap pool for training, a warmer, teach, pool with four additional lanes for lessons or therapeutic use, a spacious leisure pool featuring a beach-style entry, a lazy river with spray features, a water slide and play equipment, and an expanded wellness area with a larger hot tub, a sauna, a steam room and a cold plunge pool. All pools will also include ramps to ensure accessibility for all ages and abilities, and the natatorium will have both gendered and universal change rooms. The center will also feature a full-size gymnasium, a 560-square-meter fitness space, more than double the existing space at Windskill, plus an outdoor fitness area, two multipurpose activity rooms, a community kitchen, a cafe, a large lobby, reception area, pool viewing areas, a terrace garden and a new, larger home for BGC South Coast's Windskill Club. Plans for the surrounding park include enhancements such as a community plaza at the facility's entrance and a partial pinwheel design for the reconfigured ballpark, which will ultimately include four baseball diamonds, the existing U18 and U15 fields, a new U13 field and a relocated U13 field. Parking capacity will be increased from the current 140 stalls to between 250 and 275 spaces. And a new accessible rubberized perimeter pathway will connect the lot and baseball diamonds to the aquatic center. Construction of the new facility is expected to be complete by the end of 2027. Preparation work at the site began this spring, and realignment of the Windskill Park baseball diamonds is expected to be complete this fall.